Somebody call 911.
911, what's your emergency? My wife got attacked by a warthog real bad. Okay, sir, can you give me your address? 1825 Eucalyptus Drive. Okay, could you spell that for me, sir? I'm going to drag her on over to Oak Street, and you can pick her up there.
Okay, that's not funny, Mike. I'm going to file a formal complaint.
I don't blame you a bit.
This is the Damon Scott Show.
60 different firehouses, 80 different locations. This weekend, they are making a big push to get the next generation of heroes, the next generation of Connecticut volunteer firefighters. And I said, get me somebody. By God, I need to tell the listeners about this. So I believe this is Captain Lamar?
No.
Captain Phillips?
Captain Phillips.
Captain Crunch.
I like the Captain Crunch. How's that?
First of all, love your cereal. Don't care for the hat, but what the hell?
Oh, what a way to start.
So who'd I get? Said Captain Lamar.
Yeah, no, you got it, boss.
What is that? That's Chief, right? Is that Chief?
Yeah, my name is Mike Garrity. I'm Chief in Rocky Hill.
Chief Garrity.
Yes, sir.
From Rocky Hill.
Yes, sir.
So you got a big day coming up Saturday.
Yes, sir.
Now let me see how this works. You've got 60 different departments, 80 different locations. They'll be open that day in hopes that they can gain the recruits that you need to keep your numbers healthy and happy and keep us all safe.
You're doing all the work for me, Mr. Scott.
Tell me, like, what are the requirements? 18 and up, male, female? What are you looking for?
You hit it. 18 and up to become a regular firefighter. There are cadet or junior programs. You're going to have to pass a physical. You're going to have to pass a background. Height and weight proportional. And that's just to be brought in. And there's a program, recruit training. It's a considerable commitment. But I got to tell you, it's a worthwhile commitment.
Everybody always says, oh, I wish there was a way to give back. Oh, I'd like to do more for my community. That's like top of the rung.
This is the way to do it. And I'll be truthful. I started this in 1979.
I remember you used to come driving up in your Vega and you had that long blonde hair and those sideburns. You were like,
dudes, have you heard the new Oreo Speedwagon? Let's go fight some fires.
Toyota Corona and I had the sideburns. And I went from that to a Mustang, too. So, absolutely. You know what we don't do well? We don't advertise what we need.
Right.
And there's 26,000 firefighters in the state. Of that, about 21,500 are volunteers. And we don't get the word out there that we're always looking for help. So I'm going to use your venue to say, hey, you know what, people? Come on down, talk to us, see if it would work for you, and apply.
I would assume that there are some departments that are kind of in dire straits when it comes to new blood coming in.
There are. In some towns, you've only got so many fish in the pond, I guess is the way to say it. And, you know, we're always out there. We're always looking. And it does get tough.
Well, I guess it's probably one of those things that's just not the top of your mind. You assume there's always people out there that are going to come when you're in trouble. And boy, if you could be one of those, then you'd know there's people going to come when you're in trouble.
I would love to talk to anybody about it. And you've given back to your community on a number of different levels.
And it's always going to be a highly respected thing, whether it is, sadly, an obituary or just every now and then I'll get a GoFundMe page for some fella or gal that's been hurt. And they always put in there, volunteer fireman for 25 years, because that carries a lot of weight. That says this is a good person.
Absolutely, absolutely. Some of the best people I know are in the fire service.
I think it would be great for like maybe a young man, a single young man or fellas that maybe just moved to the area. And because I would assume that you end up coming out of it with a whole bunch of new brothers.
You absolutely do. You know what the toughest thing is?
Sliding down the pole if you've got a rash.
Walking through the door.
That was my second guess.
The most intimidating part about it is walking through that door into the unknown. And I can guarantee on the other side of this door, the departments will be welcome.
Right.
We're looking for new members. Are you coming down Saturday?
No, sir. I will be in the state of Kansas.
Clicking your heels three times.
I've never heard that joke before. That's so original.
I'll leave the comedy to you.
So it goes from when till when on Saturday?
It's scheduled from 10 to 2. There's over 60 departments holding the open houses, more than 80 locations. Stop in, meet the department members, see if it's something you'd like to try, and if nothing else, just pop in and say hello.
Now, if somebody does not make it, this is not like, hey, you're out of luck. You can always stop in and say, hey, I'd like to check into this.
Absolutely.
This is just a big drive, a big push.
Yeah, this is a big push, and you know, this big push is in cooperation with the partnership between the Connecticut Fire Chiefs Association and the International Association of Fire Chiefs. If you're interested, hit up the internet, everydayherocht.com. www.firehouses80.org. You'll see the website. You can go town by town, find your town, click on it, and it's a link to the fire department and to the application process.
Now, Ken, folks who are just curious about what you do, swing by with the kids and stuff.
Absolutely. Bring the kids by. Who doesn't love sitting in a fire truck?
And honestly, who doesn't love getting the little plastic red hat? I still want to get one whenever I see them.
You know what? I'm going to take your address, and I'm going to make sure we get one specially delivered to you.
That would be fantastic. I will wear it with pride on my big, fat Mardi Gras head. All right, Chief, I will get the message out. We'll pack that place in there, and someday I hope you call me and go, hey, enough. We've got plenty of volunteer firefighters. Stop advertising it. That would be a good day.
Oh, I welcome that day, and I hope we see it someday.
Well, and thank you and your boys for all the work that you do all year long. The term hero really does apply.
And thank you for your support and allowing me this time to put our pitch out there.
Anytime, brother. I will talk to you the next time you need something, okay?
Thank you very much, sir.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.
All right.